Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. You know what day it is. It is Catfish Friday, my darling. So listen, it is French toast and catfish. Yes, and I am serving it all up with surf, honey. We are getting on down with it. Listen, I got some super bad music on today. Tommy Brown. Tommy Brown is in town. Let me tell you something, broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, indeed. It is February 3rd, 2023, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold. Natural Coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Shakalama. Steve Gumb is the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum. He is the hardest working retired man I ever did see. Let me tell you something. He is pushing Gumbo Rum all up and down Washington, Massachusetts, Florida, and honey, he pushed it all over Chicago, Illinois. Can I tell you, all up in here, listen, got some super bad music on today. Tommy Brown is in town. Let me tell you something, also independent artist Louis got some music from him as well on today. Listen, before I get into the music, y'all gonna know the Facebook use keyword, Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I greatly appreciate it. Come on in to them. Come on. All right. You know how it goes. You know what the flow is. Your music is being heard all over the world, my darling. It is super bad, super hot on this Friday, but ain't hot up in the Windy City. Nah, baby, it is 12 degrees all up in here. It is freezing. Do you hear what I'm saying? It is freezing. Listen, super bad independent artist, Tommy Brown. Tommy Brown comes from a family of gospel singers born and raised in Chicago. Tommy has turned his vocals and lyrics into gold. Do you hear me? Do you hear me up in here? Tommy writes all of his material. He does all of his leads and background. He started singing at the age of 10 with his brothers in church. His mother also is a gospel singer as well. Y'all gonna love this. Y'all gonna love it. He's getting down with it. This one is called Me, 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 Me. Me, 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 me. Y'all remember them singing lessons. If you ever took singing lessons, you know, and they have you going through all these different exercises. Sometimes they have you going, me, 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 me. Or they have you doing A-E-I-O-U. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They have you saying, how now, the brown cow? They have you doing some of everything that sounds crazy. But listen, listen, listen. It is to develop your voice. Develop your voice. Yes. So listen, let me tell y'all something. If you want some great singing lessons, you can go to YouTube for free. If you can't afford lessons, vocal lessons, go to YouTube and look up Carolyn. Carolyn Jones. She is phenomenal. She is phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. She really is. She really is. I'm telling you, I did some lessons with her on YouTube, and I'm telling you, after maybe two or three lessons, I noticed a difference in breath control. That's my huge problem, breath control. Not birth control. God, did I just say birth? Oh, what are you trying to say? I mean, sit down. Sit down. Sit down, Isaac. Sit down. So listen, breath control. She really do teach you how to use breath control, right? While you're singing and how the notes, how to make the notes really come out without, you know, harming your throat, harming your voice. And that's why I went over to YouTube and looked her up, because you can really hurt and damage your voice if you're not using the right control, the breathing, 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 breathing. So listen, this is Tommy Brown and Me, 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 Me.
Here I go again. We can start out and be friends. I forgot how it feels to be in love again. You can show me how to blend in. To have someone in my corner once again. Can you say,
could it be me? You?
Can you say,
could it be
me?
You?
For many, many years, going through those changes, it can bring back some tears and pain once again. Everybody needs somebody. There's somebody for everybody. It's time for change. And stop playing the blame game. Because some people do change. Can you say me? Can you say? Could never look you in your eyes and tell you a flat out lie. I will hold you morning, noon, and night and keep you happy for the rest of your life. I wanna know.
No,
tell me so. no. Can you stand me? Can you stand me? Should it be you?
That is Me, Me, Me by Tommy Brown, Tommy Brown, Tommy Brown. Y'all know this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. So when the music is playing, I'm on the other side on social media, sending out Spotify links and checking out what's going on and what is going down with it. Let me tell y'all something. So I was checking out my guys that I usually send out links to, and so they were saying congratulations. One of the independent artists was added to the playlist, so I was checking it out. It's like 50 different names on the playlist. So listen, I was just trying to see, well, who did they put on the playlist? And I was still checking that out so I can say who made it on the playlist. And that is not a paid promotion. That's not a paid promotion. It's free. The guys are really great. Let me give me 1 minute up in here. Let me go back to Twitter. So this is not on Facebook. It's on Twitter. This is with C Major Independent Music Blog. They have about 19,000 followers on Twitter. On Twitter, 19,000. And so this happened like 4 hours ago when I'm checking out to see who made the list. There's quite a few people on there, so it's going to take a minute and to see who is on there. So listen, that's good stuff, good stuff. I love when that happens. And the artist that did a musical salute on her music a couple of months ago, and I'm telling you, I kept sending out her link, and she kept making it on different playlists, and it was just so great. It was just so great and so phenomenal. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up. Independent artist Luis Aragon. And let me tell you a little bit about him. He's an accomplished composer, producer, playwright, and theater manager. He's written a book and composed the music and lyrics for 3 musicals and co-authored 2 stage plays. His latest play, title, Fight, is scheduled to premiere in early 2024 in San Diego. He's also a recognized leader in San Diego's theater community. So listen, he has it going on, and his music is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. It is great. It is awesome. So right now you're going to hear Baton Rouge. You're going to play Baton Rouge for you. And also earlier you heard Tommy Brown and Me. That's a pop, really great stuff, good singing, great vocals, mixed and mastered very well. I love the story of what he's putting down. And I always tell you guys, Troubadour, you got to have a story in your music. You got to have a story in your music. When you're able to convey a really great story in your song, it goes over very well. I told you guys, it's millionaire music all up in here and all around here. It's about millionaire music. If you don't know, just in case you don't know, your artist is your brand. You are a brand. It's not just about representing yourself. You are representing a brand. So listen, when you have a brand, your brand is more marketable to mainstream. It's more marketable. It's just like Kraft Foods. I always use the example Kraft Foods. Kraft Foods is in every store across America. So listen, you want your brand, you want your music to be everywhere mainstream is. You want to be able to sell your brand to different outlets. You want to be able to do interviews on television, not as far as news. You want to be on Fox. You want to be everywhere. And then on your website, when you have a website that's really done well, you have that logo as seen on Fox News Channel 2. That's what you should be shooting for. I always tell people, why are you in music? Why are you in music? And listen, let me tell you this also before I get to the next song. Millionaire music comes from multiple streams of income. It just does not come from your music. Y'all know how it is to make those royalties. It ain't easy. So listen, millionaire music comes from multiple streams of income. Your brand is bringing in, let me tell you something, this young lady, what is her name? She's on Instagram, Kim. She's a preacher's kid, and she is so phenomenal. She's a great example of millionaire music. Not only does she sing, but she's now releasing different streams of income. Of course, she has a book. She has her merchandising, and she is phenomenal. Her name is Kim. She's over on Instagram. Now, she does a lot of teaching because she's a pastor, and I mean her teaching is phenomenal. She does lives all the time. Her videos are very engaging. She has high engagement, and that doesn't happen overnight. That takes a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people say, well, I ain't got time to do that. I ain't got time to be doing no content. Well, listen, let me tell you, it only takes, if you're really organized very well, if you're organized very well, you can create, listen at me telling you. Listen. Of course, a lot of people do scheduled content, so you're not doing video. And I'm the kind of person that will do a video like, oh, I got an idea, I'm going to do a video right now, and I'll go ahead and do it. But listen, the best way to do content is scheduled content posts, right? You'll take maybe a Monday, do all of your content, do all of your videos, and have it scheduled to be released on Instagram or released on Facebook. And then that way you keep constant engagement on your videos. Maybe you can do tips on what color to wear, whatever your thing is. Do a video around what you normally talk about, just like MJ Harris. MJ Harris does great videos on tips on dating, and so he is just phenomenal. He just has great videos, high engagement, because he has what? Really great, valuable content, and you want to be valuable, valuable, valuable. So listen, up next is independent artist Louise. This is a great song. He's got some great music. This is No One I Know. Check this out, No One I Know.
I don't recognize him, don't even understand him. He is like no one I know. I don't know what happened, don't have an explanation. He is like no one I know. Could it be I'm missing something? Could it be I'm out of line? I wish I had all the answers. Tell me, please tell me that he will be fine. I may sound accusing, he is so confusing. He is like no one I know. Don't know why he's changing. Should I be forgiving? Am I just crazy to stay? Now I see that I've missed something. Yes, I have been so blind. Starting to understand him. Let me, please let me.
I love it. No one I know. She says, he is like no one I know. You guys ever meet somebody in your lifetime? If you haven't, you probably will at some point. And it's like that person is like no one that you ever met before. It is the most magical feeling in the world. That's the most magical feeling in the world. To have someone in your life is like, they're not like anybody else that you know. And I'm telling you, that could be your one. Listen, I am not an expert when it comes to relationship tips, but this one thing I'm going to tell you, this one thing I do know. And understand this, I've had a lot of different experts on the show, even when I was doing WVON, I'm going to say this really quickly. And so it has been confirmed what I was thinking, and the experts were saying the same thing when they came on my show in the WVON giving tips about relationships. Listen, there's not a lot of times in the church world, sometimes we'll say, oh, I'm waiting for my Boaz, which means you're waiting for the one, B-O-A-C, Boaz. And I've always had the belief that there's more than one Boaz. It's not that there's just one. There's the belief that in the church world, they believe that they're waiting for the one. But guess what? There is a lot of Boaz. Same thing with the guys. If you're waiting for the one, there's a lot of right ones. It's just that you got to recognize. You got to recognize and pick out. And listen, if you happen to miss the one, well, guess what? And I hate to say T-H-E, the one, because if you miss one of the ones, another one will come, and it's like, yeah, that's the one. But you got to know. You got to know in your hearts of hearts that this is really the person that's for you, and go for it, go for it, go for it. But guess what? If you mess it up or whatever happens, you got to hang on to the belief that somebody else is coming. But listen, them trains come long and few in between. Let me tell you something. And the older you get, they come around a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? When you're younger, when you're in your 20s, you meet people all the time. You meet people all the time. So listen, that's why they always say it's always great if you're in your 20s and your 30s. And it's true, when you start getting in your 50s and your 60s, they ain't coming as fast like when you were in your 30s. Honey, let me tell you. So listen, listen, when the bus is coming, you better get on it, right? So if you miss the bus, you got to wait for the next one. It might be another 5 years before the next bus comes. So listen, you better get on the one that's coming. And when you recognize it's one of the great ones, get on it. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Listen, get fear out of the way and get on the bus. Some people are just afraid. Get out, get off. Get off of fear. Get off of fear and get on the bus. That's what you got to do. Get off of fear and get on the bus. Ride the bus already. So come on, come on. I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. Guess what? I get to come back later and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.